This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're joined on WSMI Sports Saturday by Roy Mulholland, who is the head coach of the Panthers women's basketball team at Greenville College. And Roy, you did something that's never been done before as far as the Panther basketball team is concerned, and just recently crowned national champions. What a terrific honor and what a terrific season it's been.
It really was. It was a fantastic season even before the tournament. Just great kids working hard, doing it together. But to have the chance to go to the NCCAA National Tournament, to get invited to the regional, win the regional, and then go to the national tournament was just really a bonus for us. And that's kind of how we looked at it. We had no pressure, and we got a chance to go play three more basketball games together, and our kids just really embraced it. And we went after it and really didn't go expecting to win the national championship, but what a great outcome, and our kids played great.
Roy, before we go any further, let's explain a little bit about the NCCAA versus the NCAA and what that all means.
Yep. So we are part of the NCAA Division III, which is what everybody knows. That's what they're watching the March Madness on TV, the NCAA Division I. There's Division II. Division III is non-scholarship, and so we're a Division III institution. And we play in the SLIAC Conference, all Division III teams. And then we're also part of the NCCAA, which is the National Christian College Athletic Association. So Christian colleges from all over the country are part of this organization. And it's made up of NCAA II teams, NAIA I, NAIA II, NCAA III. So it's really a lot of diversity in terms of scholarship schools, non-scholarship schools, level of play. And then it's one of the reasons why it makes it a little tough and why us winning a national championship is a little bit improbable, and that is we had to beat two NCAA II teams in order to win the championship, and it doesn't happen often, that's for sure.
As you approached the tournament, I guess, well, first and foremost, you have to have some terrific athletes, which you obviously had. But you have to get hot at the right time as far as the team is concerned, and that obviously happened.
And no doubt. We have some really skilled players for a Division III team. We got good size, so we have post play, which is usually not as true about Division III teams, a little harder to get post kids. But we got good size. We kind of have an inside-outside game, and our kids are able to do kind of a little bit of everything. And then we really did. We peaked at the right time, and that's the second year in a row. Last year at the end of the year, we peaked at the right time and went to the NCAA Division III tournament. And we put together a string of five games where we just played outstanding basketball. I can't remember a series of five games in my coaching career where we have played consistently at such a high level. Like in the last 3 weeks, the light bulb turned a shade brighter for everybody on our team all the way through, and everybody just really matured on the floor.
And there's really no, I guess, surefire explanation on why that happens at a certain time. It just happened, and you roll with the punches and see how far it can take you.
Yeah, there you are absolutely right. I said to our coaches, let's try to analyze and figure out whatever that was, because let's bottle it and use it over and over and over again. And there's this, no such thing. A lot of it has to do with the kids, their willingness to buy in. We talk a lot in sport about, working hard, team chemistry, kids doing their roles and getting along with each other. And in this case, most definitely, that was what got us to this point. We were not the most talented team at the national tournament, but we were the most together team. We had the best team chemistry. We had a lot of kids contributing, and we just ended up to be the best team, not the most talented team.
And you see that at every level, Roy, whether it's the NCAA Division I, high school in particular, I think. A lot of times you see great athletic teams, but you have a team that plays better as a team, ends up winning the whole thing.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, we talk about it a lot. We preach it a lot. Sometimes we don't always necessarily coach in that direction. So it's kind of one of those things we believe, but it's difficult because you have to make some difficult choices along the way, maybe even sometimes to some of your more talented players to to rein them in, to get them to play team, to get them to think about everybody else. And it's not easy. It's a little bit counterculture to what's happening out there in sport with the ESPN highlights and all of that. And so you have to have a whole group of kids buy into the same mission, buy into what we're trying to accomplish together, that their role is important. And when it happens, it is just an amazing thing to watch and see. And that was the year we experienced this year all the way along.
No one can, I think, accurately put into words what it means to walk into a gymnasium and be absolutely thrilled about being in a gymnasium, even before anybody gets there. You're just thrilled to be there. Plus, you know that the kids are coming in. You're going to be able to run practice. It's going to be the site of a game. It's just a magical thing. I guess that's why, if it was easy, everybody could do it, and it's not easy, and that's why people like you are successful coaching.
Well, I've said this before, but I this is finishing year number 32, and I still get excited every day to walk in the door onto the floor and be able to practice and work with kids. And the kids are what make it all worthwhile. I mean, the wins, that's what we're trying to do, but it's the kids along the way that you build relationships with, that you watch grow and develop, develop lifelong friends. All of those things. The two best moments for me at the national tournament when we won was watching our kids celebrate and just watching them smile and hug each other and hug their parents. And I've been through it a little bit, so I just kind of stood back, and my enjoyment comes from watching them. And then the other best moment, to be honest with you, was just being able to hug my wife. My wife is behind the scenes. She's not out front, but for 32 years she's been there every day all along the way supporting me, and to be able to share that with her was just really a special moment for me. So those two things really made this just a phenomenal experience.
Well, one thing I can tell you about teams that you coach, Roy, is that you learn to play defense. And I take this all the way back to when you were at Greenville High School. You had some terrific teams there. And actually in a span of, 4 years, I think you made three trips to the state tournament quarterfinal round. But you play great defense, and that's something that's hard to get through to kids sometimes.
Yeah, and it really, I mean, at least we hope it has been a hallmark of our program. Interestingly enough, this was just a phenomenal offensive team. They could score, but partway through the year, we hit a little bit of a bump, and we pulled them in, and we said, ladies, we're going to win a few games with offense, but unless we really begin to get tough on the defensive end of the floor, we are not going to be a championship team. And they took that to heart, and I'll tell you what, down the stretch, we were just really stingy defensively, did not give up many second-chance points, went to the boards hard, and when your kids are doing that, and then you have the ability to score at the other end of the floor, you're pretty tough for teams to have to match up against.
So, right, how do you enjoy the aspect of recruiting?
I really kind of enjoy it because it's relationship building. I mean, so there are obviously parts that are difficult. It's kind of 24/7, 365, and we're really trying to find kids that are more than just, you know, ball players on the floor. We're trying to find fits for our Christian environment. We're trying to find kids who can get it done in the classroom. And, you know, one of the things we say to the recruits that come to Greenville, if you're only competitive on the basketball floor, you are not competitive enough for us, because you got to compete in all those other areas of your life just as hard. And if that's the kind of competitor you are, we'll take a look and consider bringing you in to join us. And then also, we just have a responsibility to our kids that are here to bring in other just outstanding kids. We really want to recruit the intangibles. We can help you work with a team. We get 10 kids to score. I can help you become a better shooter. But you got to have the intangibles, because that's that team chemistry, team selfishness piece that gets us over the top and helps us win a championship.
So I guess you were the subject of a little bit of talk once you capture that national championship, a little bit of a buzz around campus, I suppose?
Yeah, there is. I didn't get much work done the last 2 days. Everybody wanted to stop in and say congratulations and talk about it and hear the stories, and that's great, because we want to do it for us, but it's not just our team. It's our campus. It's our community. I hope the community of Greenville and the people around feel a little piece of that and attachment to that, especially people who have come out and supported us. So it's been fun. I'm still trying to absorb it all. Though I through my career, I know much more what it's like to end the season on a loss and to deal with that piece and kind of work through that piece, because almost every team does. I'm still trying to absorb the fact that we won our last game of the year and we actually got a banner and all of that. So it's still a little bit new. It's fun, but just still trying to absorb it a little bit.
Roy, if we could we reflect a little bit on your career at Greenville High School, which you had an outstanding career. You had some terrific players. I know when you took some teams to state, I remember there was Sandy File was one of the outstanding players. I remember a couple of A-Strike girls and
yes.
Let's see, Densmore.
You have a great was
it,
memory. That's
was it,
great.
Was it Faith Densmore? I think.
Faith Densmore, yep.
Yeah,
Faith
okay.
Densmore was on those first couple of teams, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, that was when girls basketball was really starting to emerge, and to have success like that in really in a span of 3 or 4 years there, you were kind of the dominant team in the area.
Yeah, you know, I walked into that position really not knowing what I had. So when they offered me the job, I took it. I thought, well, I get to be a head coach. And I look back and I didn't know what I didn't know. Mostly, I just tried to teach what I knew, and that was to be able to get up and down the floor and run a little bit, and press a little bit. And that just wasn't happening much in women's basketball back at that time. I mean, that was kind of new. You know, people have said to me several times, man, you really had some foresight into that and kind of saw where it was going. And I said, the truth is I got lucky. It's what I knew, and I was smart enough to teach what I knew, and I had some kids that could do it, and a lot of teams couldn't handle the pressure. They were just playing 2-3 zone, but I just had some phenomenal athletes. I mean, Sandy File scored over 2,000 points in her high school career and just was a great person, great kid. Faith, Joe Mackmer is another kid from that team, and I walked into this boatload of talent and then did it a lot on enthusiasm at that time. And fortunately, it took us away.
Let's compare girls' high school basketball from that era, Roy, to where women's basketball is at the college level now. It's night and day, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the things that these young ladies are able to do now, really, really kind of taking it a step farther. Much, much more depth. We were able to play 10 or 11 kids this year, which is a little unique for D3. Usually D3s don't have as much depth, but we just had great depth. Lots of kids that could step in. So many kids that can just shoot the ball and shoot the three-point shot. Now, we led our conference in field goal percentage and three-point field goal percentage. And then even the things they can do on the move now up and down the floor is really, you know, the game is still progressing. It needs to still progress, but it really has come quite a way.
Well, Roy, it's good to catch up with you. It's been a while since we've talked, and always thought you were a terrific coach and a terrific guy. And I can remember the first regional championship you won. I think you beat Litchfield in overtime at Litchfield's gym, if memory serves me right. And I invited you over to talk, and you were nervous to say the least. But I tell you what, by the next year, I think you'd won a regional again. And next year, man, you were an old pro. And it's been an honor to have to have been with you and follow those teams and to see you be successful here at the college level. It's really, really terrific. That's one of the big pluses of my job is to be able to meet people like you.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. And we, you know, fortunately in those early years, we got to talk quite a bit because we did have those teams that were successful in winning regionals. And somebody's going to have to go back and look at this because my memory is not as clear, but I remember the single overtime game the first year and the regional against Litchfield. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the next year we actually beat Litchfield in double overtime.
That's what I was thinking. I was looking through some old score sheets, and I usually don't keep a whole lot of score sheets, but that one I had. So I knew that first year was an overtime game. And, boy, that thing went right down to the wire. But wasn't it a span of, like, three visits to Champaign in a span of 4 years?
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. So we were in the Elite Eight three of those 4 years, so the first 2 years we were in the Elite Eight. The third year we actually got beat in the Sweet 16, and then the fourth year we were back in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
So it was just a phenomenal run, Lots of great kids coming through that program. We have a next year at the high school, they have a reunion of those first two teams that we're going to have kids, or they're not kids anymore.
They're still kids to us.
The young women that have played on that team are going to come back, and we're going to have a chance to be together. And I'm so excited. I've kept in touch with numbers of those folks periodically. Sandy File, we talked about, came to our NCAA Division III first-round game last year at Wash U, and I had a chance to reconnect with her. And so, you know, and that's the I look at the wins over the years, and the number doesn't mean too much, but it just represents so many fantastic kids that I've had a chance to coach and be involved with, and they've impacted me. I hope I've impacted them. But it's just one of the great things about coaching, to be able to build those relationships over time.
Roy, congratulations again, my friend, and good luck in the years to come. Sounds like you've got a pretty good recruiting class coming back, and you may be set to make some noise here for a couple of years.
Well, we're hoping. I look back to those first, you know, we talked about three of those first four, and we really are set up to be pretty tough, be a pretty good team the next two or three years, so maybe we can get on a roll here. But, Terry, thank you so much for calling and talking. I've enjoyed two things. One, talking obviously about the win, but also the stroll down memory lane is always fantastic. So I sure appreciate you giving me a call.
Well, let's hope we get together and do it again next year.
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be terrific? Yep. Roy Mulholland, the head coach of the Greenville Panthers women's basketball team, national champions in 2017. Roy, thanks so much for joining.
All right, thank you.